Mr. Dekunle Rashid teaches mathematics in one of the public secondary schools in Oshogbo, the state capital, where he covers 5 to 6 classes daily. Mr. Rashid explained that there were only 3 mathematics teachers in the school, where each of the senior classes has more than 5 arms.
The subjects appear on the timetable from Monday to Friday, and I do teach from GS1 to SS3.
The situation is almost the same in most of the schools in the urban centers of the state. Another teacher from a school in Ile-Ife, Mr. Jalili Olawale, said the problem had led to teachers being overworked, resulting in low productivity.
Teachers were made to cope with overloaded work. Teachers who are not qualified in the given area were expected to go and teach the subject. For instance, a teacher used to teach government in school and is being saddled with responsibility to go and teach other subjects, even like English, because of no availability of these subject teachers.
Similarly, Mr. Ladipo Oladeji from a school in Modakeke argued that the use of OES and empowered personnel to provide some succor had always not justified its purpose.
Although empower and OES officials were deployed to schools, this has not been able to solve the problem because most of those officials or volunteers are in the first instance not professional teachers, and there is most empower volunteers do not report in their place of primary assignment.
Chairman of the Academic Staff Union of Secondary Schools, ASUS, Adjusted Chapter, Mr. Adediran Olusegun, said the inadequacy was more felt in core and science subjects, including mathematics and English language. The teachers also suggested what could be done to mitigate the challenge, considering the limited resources of government and more pressing areas calling for attention. Mr. Oladipo Oladeji again captures this opinion.
Government should encourage school administrators to liaise with parents through the Parents Forum to employ part-time or what we used to call the PTA teachers. School administrators could liaise with old students to employ qualified individuals from the locality to teach in their various schools. We have old students who are financially buoyant and who can employ 1 or 2 or 3 or more.
Findings shows that the last time government employed teachers in Osun State was in year 2013. However, before the outbreak of COVID-19 pandemic this year, the governor of the state, Mr. Gboyega Oyetola, had approved the recruitment of 2,000 teachers in primary and secondary schools in the state. The process was, however, altered by the pandemic. From Oshogbo, Adinitan Akinola, Radio Nigeria.